SBS Radio.
At age 31, David Whitcoe was one of Australia's most successful male models. Represented by high-tier agency Chadwick Models, his agent Lily Estelote says he was one of their most popular clients.
I never saw a side to David other than a really good side. He was extremely pleasant, funny, great banter. David was a very successful model, one of our top boys, consistently for 10 years. He modelled in New York, in Milan, in Asia, Korea, Japan, and we as agents loved him as well.
With his career thriving, David decided to apply for Australia's first season of The Bachelorette.
The show actually emailed me and they said that you can apply, and I was in LA with my friends and they were like, yeah, just do it as a joke. I thought to myself, okay, this is an opportunity to explore something totally different. It's TV. Maybe that's something I might be able to get into in the future.
He says his time on the show didn't go to plan. You see, every reality television show has a villain, and on that season, it was David. He says selective editing and an environment manipulated by producers is to blame for how he was portrayed to viewers. The backlash, he says, was harsh and instantaneous.
You know when you kind of like walk down the street and you can just hear people whispering, like, it was just constant, like TV, newspapers, social media, memes, you know, people comparing me to anything that was horrible. Literally people going to town like, you're an absolute C word, you are this, go kill yourself. It was just a snowball effect into me just kind of having what would be somewhat of a mental breakdown.
Ms. Estelote says David's career as a model was over as soon as the show went to air.
Work stopped immediately. Immediately. Not him. That would be the response. It was harsh. So, that guy from The Bachelorette, no.
Beyond the impact on his career, David's mental health suffered significantly after being on the show.
It literally like made me like not be able to speak. Like I was like trying to answer questions and no words coming out because of trauma. Yeah, like just mental stress, and I think.
Academic Winnie Salomon completed a PhD on reality television participation.
So many people told me that, I just didn't want to leave the house for 2 years. A lot of people really suffered like clinical kind of depression post-reality TV for lots of different reasons. You know, being depressed is just kind of a side effect of that experience, and it lasts a couple of years for a lot of contestants.
In May, Britain's Parliament launched a federal inquiry into the industry following a string of suicides linked to popular shows there. Two former contestants on the show Love Island and a guest on the now-cancelled Jeremy Kyle show died after their appearances. The production companies that make some of Australia's most popular reality shows say participant safety is a high priority, and they offer psychological support for participants throughout filming, broadcast, and after the show goes to air. But Winnie Salomon says the participants she interviewed for her PhD told her otherwise.
I can only say what reality TV contestants have told me, and they all said that they either didn't feel that they had enough access to a psychologist or that the psychologist was working on behalf of the show. And their agenda was really about doing what they needed to for the sake of the show rather than for the contestants themselves.
David Whitcoe says the reality television industry needs a shake-up to ensure participants are supported both during and after filming.
Reality TV, no matter how glamorous it may look to all the viewers aren't aware that there are death threats, there are positions that that contestant post-show is put into where they want to take their own life. And I think that we need to have an understanding where there is some kind of proper support post-show, or it should be much more transparent.
Listeners seeking mental health support can contact Lifeline 24 hours a day online and on 13 11 14. Other services include the suicide callback service, which can be reached on 1300 659 467 and Beyond Blue on 1300 224 636. Michelle Rimmer, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.